to connect your call press 6. Hello.
Yeah, hi sir. This is Jack Edward once again. How are you?
How are you going? I'm not having a good day, but anyway.
Alright. And let me just confirm you my employment ID number. You remember that I have provided you?
I have to move to the office.
Okay.
I'm very confused. I've got that many numbers I've written down.
Okay. My employment ID number is WIM19191. Okay?
Yes, sure.
You got it, right? Now, let me just tell you, okay? Like, as we have explained to you the things, and everything is going on the process at the moment, okay? So, like, your day is not good. Like, can I just know the reason, like, why anything has happened?
Well, I have a laptop as well, Windows 11 on it,
okay.
And I tried to get into the network this morning on the laptop, and it kept telling me the numbers, passwords, everything were all wrong. I've got so many numbers here, I got confused to the point where
you remember that I have told you, right, that you are not supposed to log in to your online banking. So why you have logged in to your online banking?
Well, because I thought I was using the laptop, which we didn't discuss at all.
Alright, yes. But no, okay. Let me just tell you, okay, like you no need to log into your banking, alright? Because at the moment, like as we have told you that when I'm going to tell you to log in, alright, then you can able to log in, alright? But as you know that there are some kind of stuff, there are some security thing is going on. So that is why I strictly recommend you that not to log into your online banking. Not with any device, not even from your mobile phone, not even from your another laptop or any computer, okay?
Oh, right, okay.
Okay, so right now you can just do one thing, all right? You can log into your online banking on your computer. Are you in front of the computer right now?
The computer's been, all night long, it's been done. They had a graph or something on it, lines going up and down everywhere, and it's just switched over now to the desktop. Yeah.
All right. Now, the way you normally log into your banking, you can just go and log into your banking.
Well, normally I use Google Chrome, I think it is. I'd type in https. Contact.com. Right?
Or you can see there is a link on the bottom, okay? It should be automatically comes up.
The link on the back on any desk, is that what you mean?
No. Just leave it. Don't touch your computer. It should be comes up.
Sorry, what was that?
I mean, like, you don't need to touch your computer anywhere.
Did you want me to open Google and type in what I normally do?
No. Don't touch anywhere. Don't touch anywhere.
Oh, right. Hang on. Okay. I'm not touching anything now.
So why you have closed the Google Chrome then?
Oh, you said don't touch anything.
Yep.
I'm pretty dead, sir. I'm 87 years old. I got hard hearing and
Just try to log in.
Click on login, yeah.
Enter your right line code and password.
Yeah. You want me to put that? Client ID, you want me to put that in?
Yep.
Yeah. And the
and check the password as well.
Yep. And log in. Alright.
So you are logged in, right?
Yes, I'm in on the main page.
Okay. Now don't touch anywhere, alright, sir?
We are just
helping you to just see that. And I believe that everything is going good from your side, because you told me that you have there is a press control will come coming.
Sorry, what was that?
Like you told me that like today you are supposed to be busy, right?
I was all this morning. We had a sense the press control man was coming at 7 o'clock, but he didn't really turn up.
Okay, like, did he come? Or he didn't come?
Yeah, he didn't come, so. But the wife had to go out and take the car and everything, and we had to go shopping, and that's all been done anyway.
Alright. Now, on your screen, okay, you have to just focus. Alright? There is a share, just below that, the things will be going to highlight in a blue. Like, your settlement is due on 5th March, will be credited of 10,000. $733.33 via your preferred settlement method, right?
Yeah, that's what it says, yes.
Alright, so by tomorrow, okay, like today is 14th, alright?
Yeah.
So tomorrow is 15th March and it will be settled down, alright, and it should be credited of your amount by your preferred settlement method, right? So it's directly go to your checking, like it will be directly go into your account, right?
What, now?
No, like in your CDIA account, right?
Yeah. I haven't got anything on the page yet. I've got Australia.
Okay, so maybe that has
been. Yeah, maybe that has been.
No need to be worried about it, okay?
Okay.
Because right now the security work is still going on into your computer, right? So that is why, like, you are not supposed to, like, we will not allow you to log into your online banking. Because you can only log in, like, when we are with you, okay? When we are with you, because you know that one thing, sir, that at the moment there are some persons over there, okay?
It's still at it, doesn't it?
There are some another person who are actually doing some kind of things on your information. So that is why, like, we are just recommending you that not to log into your online banking, because, like, you know, like, still the security work has not completed and there are some another person who are connected with your information. They can be inside your system, okay? So for security reasons, like, you are not supposed to log into your online banking when we are not with you, all
right? Right, understand. How long will that go on for, though?
Sorry, come again?
How long will it be like that I won't be able to take care of my money?
Like, it will be just going to take some few more days, alright? Like, you can use your computer, alright? You can use your computer for anything you want, alright? But we'll be going to recommend you that not to log into your banking, alright? That's just for the security reasons, alright? And
what if you... What if I go to the bank and get the bank to transfer that money? I don't like it in that account, that's all.
Okay, just give me one moment, sir, please. Just give me a moment. Yes, sir. What is your question?
Oh, that's all right. The screen's gone all blank now. Is that all right?
Exactly. Yeah, that is all right because, like, the system has been updating at the moment. That is why. Now, let me just tell you, okay? The thing is, why we are just helping you to do that things, all right? Because at the moment, all right, the persons who are connected with your account, all right, and as the investigation is going on, so you are not supposed to disclose this matter to anybody else, all right? Because the Australian agency has been working on this case, all right, to find out the exact victim, like exact culprit, like who is that person is trying to hack your information all the time, because you have been involved in many, many times in a scam, like something, right? So that is why, like we have to just find out those persons, like who are doing that, and put them away from your information, okay? Because at the moment they are actually not just hacking your system, they are actually stealing down your information as well, okay? So this is, they are actually doing the illegal stuff on your information. So that is why, like, we have protected your money, okay?
Yes.
Like, we have canceled the charges yesterday, and we have put that money back into your account. So, like, at the moment, we have to just secure your CompSec account as well. So we have to just do the further things with that as well, all right?
Right.
So I will like you to just like to today, like we will be not going to do a long conversation like yesterday, like within few minutes. Like, do you have any work today, sir?
No. I'm retired. I'm 87 years old.
Okay. So you can take care of yourself, sir, okay? Like, you have to just do some kind of physical activities, so you will be physically fit, all right? Because
I'm pretty much sitting down.
Okay. I am 35 and I do exercise daily, you know. And that will be very good for health.
What's that?
Yeah. So
then you got a minute.
Sorry, come again, sir.
You got a minute, and I had to check all these numbers, which, you know, I have to write down what they are. I've got all these numbers, I've got no idea now what they are. I wrote them all down.
Like, what numbers are you talking about, sir?
Well, there's 94125205 7, there's ANZN 3210, 1639203153.
Like, what number are you reading, sir? I don't understand that.
You told me to write them down. I wrote them down, but I didn't write down what they're for.
Well, from now onwards, you don't need to write down any numbers, alright?
Okay.
Yep. But remember one thing, like, whenever I'm going to call you back, okay? Like, whenever I'm going to call you, like, I will be just going to tell you, confirm you my name and my employment ID number, okay? Just for the security reasons.
Yeah, I've got that checked.
And do you have any questions, sir, like, which you want to ask? Or... Sorry, come again.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a slow thinker. Hang on. As for the banking, so I can't do any of that for a few days, you reckon? Hello? You there? I've dropped out again.
Sorry, come again.
Oh, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, sir. Can you hear me?
Oh, I thought my phone had dropped out again.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what these numbers are for. What is ANZN 3210? Or ANZ, isn't it?
Leave that numbers with you, okay? like you no need to do anything with that numbers at the moment, okay? Like my previous colleague has maybe provided you this number for like when like the security work was going on, so it is just confirming you some kind of routing numbers, all right? So at the moment, like you can just keep that numbers with you. It is not very important for now, all right? Because that security has already been updated, all right?
So what are we doing right now? I've got a blank screen.
You don't need to do anything on your computer, sir, okay? You can just leave that as it is, all right?
Yeah.
All right, just give me one moment, please. Just be on the line.
Yeah, okay, I'm here. I'm not going anyway.
Are you there with me?
Yep. Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, sir. Like, at the moment, okay, like, system is going to change some kind of accounts limit at the moment. Alright?
Right.
Because there are some payment is going to come in into your account, okay, from your share account, share market account. So that is why we are just increasing the limit. So, like, in case, like, the money cannot get declined or cancelled, okay? So, for that reason, like, we are going to increase the limit. So, you are going to receive a code on your mobile phone, okay, on your mobile number. So you have to, like, first you do one thing. You can just put me on a speaker.
Yeah, I'm on the speaker.
All right. Now we are going to say, like, this bank, you are going to receive a code from your bank, okay, which will be going to net code, and there it will be, there is a OTP will be going to come. There will be a code, net, which says net code, okay? So you need to confirm me that, okay? Or, like, you can just put it in your screen, okay? Like, you, once your screen will be back, you can just do let me know.
Okay.
Now, can you see that?
Oh, I can see the page, yeah. I haven't got a code yet, though.
All right. Now, you are, like, you are going to get the code right now on your mobile phone. Now, just check. Your net code is now set as a notification. All right. Instead of receiving an SMS, your net code will be here in the Combank app. All right.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
So you need to log in to your Combank app.
Mm-hmm.
On your bank, you have to log in.
I've got a message bank. Net bank. Never tell anyone this code. Oh, wait a minute, here we go.
You got the code?
No, I haven't. I've got message bank, net bank. Never tell anyone this code. It's all I've got from net bank.
Okay, now you got the code over there, right? So you need to enter the code over there. If you get the numbers or the code.
But the one that says never tell anyone this number.
No, you don't need to tell me the number. You have to just enter it on the bottom on your computer screen, okay?
Okay,
you see that where the cursor is flashing? Just type the code over there. You don't need to tell me the code.
Yeah, Rob, this is the same code I've had for a while. I don't know. 9. Is that right? That's what I've got. Right, do you want me to click on something? Or?
Just wait for a moment.
Yep.
Like the net code you have entered is incorrect, okay? Not a problem, all right? Let me just go ahead and help you out. On your mobile phone, okay, sir, there is an AnyText application. First, you come back to your home screen.
Home screen, yes.
On your mobile phone. Now, open the AnyText, like the red colored application. You have to open that.
Sorry, open what's the application?
AnyText. Okay, AnyText app. There is a there is an app on your phone which is a red color with a diamond shape, right? You need to open that.
On the home screen, what are we looking for?
AnyText, all right. Red color, AnyText, on your cell phone.
Yeah, I can't see anything.
You have to find out that application. Just try to find it out and do it fast.
Combank, is this what you mean, the Combank, a little picture. Combank, is that what you want?
Not that one, sir. All right, there will be a red color application. There's a red color AnyText. AnyText, you know?
An index?
Any. AnyDesk. AnyText.
Can't see that. You want me to put that in? Type it in.
Where you are typing it in?
I'm on the home page. All I've got here is folders, Combank, Record, Link to Windows, Notes, Albums, Assistant, Google, and then I've got the phone and the message and a Google logo and Facebook. That's it.
AnyText. Swipe your screen, just see if there is any another application or not.
Come back, never tell you in this code, and no, I can't find anything here ongoing. There's a missed call, the phone number, Combank 3M, Combank never tell anyone this code, including Combank.
Why you are opening that code, sir? You come back to your home screen first of all, okay?
Yeah, I'm back on the home screen now.
Alright. Now, just swipe your screen from down to up, okay?
Just swipe the screen?
Yeah, down to up. Down from bottom to up, swipe your screen.
Yeah.
Any changes on your screen?
No, it's just been Combank, never tell anyone this code, including Combank. The phone is displaying over other apps, so yeah, I can't find anything.
Sir, apart from that, anything else do you see?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Okay, come back to your home screen.
Yes, I'm back.
Do you see Play Store?
I see what?
Play Store.
Play Store, yeah.
Open the Play Store.
Yep.
Is it open?
It's open, sorry, yes.
Now look on the top. Do you see there is a search panel?
There's what? Search? Yeah, search.
Yeah. On the search box, you have to type A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, Y as in Yellow.
Y for Yellow, is it?
Yes. Then D for Doctor.
Y, what next? What's after Y?
D for Doctor.
What have we got so far is Y.
After Y, there will be, it will be D. D for Doctor.
D for Doctor, right.
Then E for Echo.
E for Echo.
S for Sugar.
S for Sugar.
Then K for Kilo.
K for Kilo.
Alright. Now look on the bottom, there will be a magnifying glass, like search option. Click on search, alright, on the magnifying glass. On your keyboard, on the very bottom right hand side corner.
The search button.
Yes, press the search button. Yes, press the search button.
Right. And then it comes up and says any desk.
Yes, touch on any desk. And do you see open?
Yeah, it says format, price drop, family share, dollar origami, full color.
No. The very first one, okay? Like, do you see that index?
It says format, the first one there. Dollar.
Sorry, come again?
I've got three squares at the top. One says format, price drop, and family share. And under that is something about origami ebooks.
No, press the back button. Press the back button.
Go back. Alright, I'm back to search box.
Now, touch on the search box again, type any index. A N Y D E S K.
N Y. H-T-E-S.
And then click on search.
No, it still comes back to this page. It says format, price drops and family share.
I don't think that you are clicking on the right place, okay? Again, press the back button.
I can't find anything else on that page.
Sir, press the back button.
What's that?
Now what do you see?
I've got any desk up the top with an arrow pointing to the left.
Arrow pointing to the left, right? Now, look on the bottom. Look on the bottom. Do you see your keyboard is there, like where you can type something, like the keyboard?
Not at the moment, there's no keyboard there.
Yeah, tap on the AnyDex. It's like where the place where you have typed the AnyDex. Touch on that.
Man, you got it. Hang on, I lost it again. I must have dropped out.
Touch on the AnyDex. Do you see the red color AnyDex?
Yes.
Touch on that.
Yeah, that's right.
Now what do you see?
AnyDex remote desktop. Open. It says AnyDex remote desktop.
AnyDex remote desktop, okay? AnyDex remote desktop. Do you see that? Touch on that AnyDex remote desktop.
Yeah, you want to press on that?
Yes.
Alright, just open that.
Do you see the open?
Yes, big. It is a big AnyDex.
Yeah. What do you see right now? Did you press on open?
I got a big red square with the logo in the middle of AnyDex.
Do you see the open over there? Green color open?
No, there's nothing else on the page that I can see.
What do you see right now then? What do you see? Just explain to me how it exactly look like. Just how I can explain you. Just tell me.
Alright. I got a big square, a big red square about 2.5 inches square, and in the middle of it there's a white square on an angle with an arrow pointing to the left.
Anything is written over there, or just is pointing down and right?
Pointing to the right.
Anything is written over there?
It's right up in the top corner, it's a little top.
Sorry?
Right up in the top corner, there's a little green spot. Other than that, there's nothing else on the page. Just the AnyDex Oak logo.
Sir, touch on the AnyDex logo, please. Touch on the AnyDex logo.
It expands the whole AnyDex logo.
Sir, press the back button.
Go back.
Press the back button, yes.
I'm back at any desk remote desktop.
Do you see open over there?
Open.
Press the open.
Alright, that's a different page this time.
What do you see right now?
It says button activation, but below that you've got a page with the number 5105251715. Your address, it says.
Now just wait. You are going to receive an option which says allow, okay? Or anything like that. Start now.
Start recording or casting with any magic.
Do you see start now on the bottom?
Yeah.
Press the start now. Yeah, press the start now. Now just wait for a moment. Don't touch anywhere, okay?
Okay.
Click on OK. बाहर पर प्लगइन एक्टिवेशन क्या मांग रहा है वो समझ में नहीं आ रहा. मैं 2 मिनट के लिए लॉग आउट कर रहा हूं भाई. सर कैन यू सी एडिटेक्स कंट्रोल सर्विस AD1?
यस सर. एनी कांटेक्ट कंट्रोल सर्विस AD1? यस.
क्लिक ऑन दैट.
Yes.
And can you see that there is a small switch over there on the very first one, like use AnyText control service AD1, there is a small switch, tap on that.
Okay.
Not the bottom one, not the bottom one, just the upper one.
Oh, sorry.
Press on allow.
That one. Is that it?
Yes. What do you see right now? Just tell me.
I've got a white page that says allow any desk control service AD1.
Press on allow.
Allow down the bottom.
Yep. Now just wait for a moment.
Yep.
Now just don't touch anywhere, alright? Like you no need to touch anywhere at the moment. Do you see Combank?
Sorry, what that is.
Do you see Combank?
Oh.
What do you see right now on your screen, sir?
I've got four dots. Two of them are black, one of them are white. And
what is that? Sir, I'm asking you on your mobile phone, what do you see?
What do I see? It's a white page with the keyboard down the bottom, and it's got four dots for a PIN number that we put in by looking at it.
Okay. 9048.
Yeah, I've got a yellow page. It says put up the log on. The net code, we write that down. The net code, 90821.
Just wait for a moment. Now just come into your computer, sir, right? Come back into your computer. Just put the client number and your passcode. Thank you. Yes. Okay, okay, just wait, okay? Don't touch anywhere, don't touch anywhere. Now you have to log in here in the CompSec account, okay? Just log in into your CompSec account. Just recheck your client code, okay? Just whether your client code is correct or not.
And password, you want that?
Yes.
Okay,
okay, now just leave, don't touch anywhere, okay, at the moment. Now on your mobile phone, okay, come back to your mobile phone, press the home button.
Right, home button.
Yeah, and open the AnyDex.
Yes, it's open. A good battery optimization.
Now just wait, okay?
Okay.
You will be gonna receive a start now option. Did you press on start now?
Start now?
Yes. Now just wait, don't touch anywhere. Just try to open your CompSec account on your mobile phone.
Okay.
Open your CompSec account, sir. Your CompBank account. Why did you open the Microsoft, sir? Not like that, okay? Not over there. Like application, CompBank application, open the CompBank application.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm a bit slow. Okay. Log on. Okay.
Don't log on.
Oh, too late. Okay. I'm on the Philip Bay, just as you have notification. Never tell anyone the code. And log on.
Okay, now just leave it. Now just come back to your home screen. Alright? Just wait for a moment. Are you there?
Yes.
Are you there, sir?
Yes.
All right. Now, we have make you log off from your net banking, from your computer as well. All right?
You have what?
Like, we have make you log you off from your net banking, from your computer. All right?
Yes.
So, for right now onwards, okay, you can use your computer, okay, but it is still the security is in running behind on your computer, okay? So you can just do work on your computer or whatever you like to do, and don't log into your account, okay? Because by tomorrow, 15 March, all right, like your money will be going to arrive at your account, all right?
Yes.
So you have to just leave it as it is, and you have to wait for my call. Because tomorrow I'm going to call you back, all right?
Okay.
And we can just leave the work for today because, like, we are just waiting for here to just secure you all the funds, all right? So once we are waiting to secure all the funds, we'll be going to start the security on your ComSec account, all right? And at the moment that I'm recommending you that you are not supposed to disclose this matter to anybody else, all right?
That's right. I haven't told anybody.
Yeah. Don't tell anybody. And whenever I'm going to call you, I will be going to confirm you all my details, then talk. All right?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Now you can just go and you can just do your work. All right, sir? And thanks for your time and your patience. All right? And I will be get this thing sorted as soon as possible. All right?
Thank you. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you, sir. It's my pleasure, all right? Thank you.
What happens if after you've cleaned it all out and everything, I get hit again? Is there any way I can prevent it?
All right. Not to worry, because I'm taking care of all the things for you, all right? So you don't need to be worried about anything, all right? Just you can relax, and that's my job, and I will be doing it for you, all right?
Thank you very much. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. All right. Have a great day.
Any idea what time you might ring tomorrow? I realize that. Are you in Australia or America?
We are in Australia, sir.
Oh, all right. The time. Yeah, so what time or any idea? Morning, afternoon?
We are going to call you in the morning.
Okay.
At 9 or 10 a.m. All right. 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. in the morning. Can I call you on that time?
Okay, no earlier. I've got to go out early, but I'll be back home by 9.
Well, not a problem. All right, it's just the 2 minutes work.
Yes.
I will be definitely going to try to call you back as soon as possible. All right.
Okay, I'll have the phone on me anyway. So.
Yeah.
Well,
and if anything is needed, I will be going to call you back today. At any point of time, if anything is needed, but if it is not needed, so I will be definitely going to call you back tomorrow morning and wait for my call, all right?
Right, I will do. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.